Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Donald Trump has described his unprecedented meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as an historic and personal achievement. The two leaders met for one-to-one talks last night in Singapore. While there was talk of moving towards complete denuclearization in exchange for security guarantees, it was little more than what had already been promised by Pyongyang in the run-up to the summit. Through a translator, Kim said that today we had an historic meeting and decided to leave the past behind. The world will see a major change. Bad weather is continuing to cause disruption across the French mainland. There are currently 22 départements under amber severe weather alerts. Heavy rain and possible flooding are being predicted in the Ille-et-Vilaine across to the Aisne, an area which includes the Île-de-France. And further south, the Landes, the Pyrénées-Atlantiques and the Hautes-Pyrénées are also affected. The Gers, the Tarn-et-Garonne and the Lot-et-Garonne may also experience some flooding. The meteorological conditions have now caused several casualties after a landslide caused by the heavy rainfall, which derailed a train between Saint-Remy-les-Chevreuses in the Yvelines and Courcelles-sur-Yvette in the Essonne. Three carriages tipped over and remain overturned on the track, which left seven people needing medical assistance. And in other railway news, striking railway workers mean that train services are once again limited. Three out of five TGV and Transilien will run, and only half of TER services. The search and rescue boat Aquarius, which has 629 desperate refugees on board, has finally been given permission to dock in a Spanish port. Arguments over who should allow the refugees to find safe passage after being stranded at sea for several days have been mounting, particularly between Italy and Malta. Food supplies are being delivered by an Italian aid agency, from which point the refugees will be taken to rescue centres in the city of Valencia. And finally, two pieces of football news. 20 years after World Cup glory, some of the star players from that era are getting together for a show match at the U Arena in Nanterre tonight. Among the players on the pitch are Djorkaeff, Zidane, Thuram and Desailly. However, one absentee will be Didier Deschamps, today the manager of the national team, who is currently in Russia in the run-up to this year's World Cup. The French team will be continuing their preparations with a training session this afternoon, which is open for public viewing. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.